The issue regarding hemoptysis, I think what we have found, again, to review, is that patients with squamous cell histology, we learned in the phase 2 study, should not receive bevacizumab because of the risk of hemoptysis. And then we've gone back and tried to look at data from the various studies, including the phase 2 and the E4599, to see if there's any other hints. And what's emerged is that maybe baseline cavitation may be a potential risk factor. Did not reach statistical significance, but when you look at the incidence of severe pulmonary hemorrhage in the ECOG study, that fortunately the numbers were very low, and so we don't have a whole lot of numbers to deal with, but that is something probably worth thinking about if you have a patient with baseline cavitation. Of course, gross hemoptysis is a contraindication. Interestingly, size and location have not panned out as potential risk factors. And again, location may well be part of the squamous cell histology. Perhaps it may be difficult to tease the two apart, but at least as of now, we don't have data that says location actually is a specific risk factor.
It's interesting. When we look at our patterns of care studies that we do, we find consistently that docs still identify location as, you know, a major risk factor that they're concerned about. I'm not sure exactly how that got started, but it's...
You know, it's interesting. It's become somewhat an urban legend, as I like to say. And I think part of it is, you know, they actually had location in the AVAIL trial. I guess they were just trying to be overly cautious, but they included it in there. Some of the oral VEGF TKIs included squamous cell histology and excluded patients based on location. So I think docs understandably have sort of made their own conclusions based on this. And I think that's how that got generated.